Okay, we voted on that item. Let's go ahead and add, moving into boundaries.
Mr. Chairman, with your forbearance here, I suggest that we move past that because there are some significant changes to boundaries that are going on, but I would suggest we go to the next one up, which is turkey, upland game bird, migratory bird regulations and quotas.
Makes sense.
This item is the 2020-2021 turkey, upland birds, migratory bird regulations and quotas proposed. There are no changes to most. There are two changes proposed to turkeys, and those are two of our areas in Region 4 that have spring licenses available through drawing. That is to increase those in the spring turkey area 400 from 5 to 20, and in the spring turkey area 445 to increase that from 15 to 20. No proposed changes to upland birds or migratory bird regulations. That I'd stand for questions.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Fish and Wildlife Commission adopt for public comment the 2020-21 turkey, upland bird, and migratory bird regulations and quotas as presented by FWP and all other aspects of the seasons are to remain unchanged.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded. Any questions or comments from the commission? Any comments from the public?
I have a general.
Please come forward and identify yourself and
is it better? Yeah, sorry. My name is Margareta. I'm a resident of Whitefish. I'm an MBA. Quality of numbers in data that is provided. And so my question is, or actually more a comment is, it would be very beneficial to the public if when quotas numbers are presented to it to also tell us to compare to what. Like with the bird quotas, it would be nice to communicate as well when we come and propose how much it should be killed in 1 year, how much each region has. That people know we compared it to something. Correct. Yeah, so we can make a connection. So it would just, I think it would benefit all the special, but all interest groups in general. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And any other comment? John, can you address that quickly? I think in many situations we actually do provide that adjustment. Information.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And in response to that question, we do have population indices, especially for sage grouse, which is the one that is most concerned. We do some lek counts for sharp tails, and we also do some hooting counts and crow counts for pheasants and for blue grouse. We are in the process right now of refining our, grouse, they're now dusky grouse. They'll always be blue grouse to me. But we are in the process now. We have a PhD student working on a process to better inform our population estimates in dusky grouse. And that's an ongoing project down in Region 3 out of MSU. Results of that will be available in 2 years. So she hopefully will come up with a very good system that our biologists can use to determine where our populations are going. With birds in particular, they vary so much from spring to fall depending on the hatch and the survival of chicks that things like lek counts are not necessarily indicative of what the population is in the fall. The lek counts give us what the population is in the spring. If we have good hatch and good survival, that population can nearly double. And so setting seasons based on that current spring's lek count doesn't tell you what's going to be happening in the fall. Moreover, we know that from our harvest of radio-collared birds, that hunters take very, very few. As an example, over the course of 20 years and 7 studies, we had over 1,000 sage grouse collared, and hunters took 9. We know that hunting affects upland game bird populations very little. Weather is the primary driver of upland game bird populations.
Thank you. Any discussion or comments from the commission?
Just a point of clarification. Are the season justification forms provided to the public? That might help our commenter understand it better.
Thank you, Commissioner Byearth. The season justification forms are not, but they are certainly available if the public wants to ask us for them, certainly. We put online the cover sheets and the master lists. The justification forms, as you know, for example, the one for elk this year was over 200 pages. So some of them get pretty lengthy is why we don't put them on, but they are certainly available to anybody that would ask for them.
Just a question about turkeys, John, in this particular case. Where I live, you know, turkeys in some neighborhoods are not really appreciated, you know, and some of the people like to see more taken and not many under their trees during all the winter and one thing or another. But anyway, what would drive a change like these changes of 5 permits? I mean, that seems like that the correlation of that few with, you know, my previous history in other places. What's driving 5?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Aldridge, thank you for that question because it's very good and it's very germane to turkey management. Turkeys in your neck of the woods over there in Regions 1, Regions 2 are doing very, very well, which is why we have the very liberal opportunities over there. In these two areas that are still maintained through a quota, it's the only two areas that we have in the state that have a limited license draw, because in those places, our populations up a little bit. They're very isolated along riparian corridors, et cetera. And so eventually, it would be nice if we could offer unlimited or general season opportunity there, but we're not quite there yet in those two areas.
Thank you.
Anything more from the commission? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.